This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, we focus on our Lions and what's going to happen this week with free agency. Yeah. But we also keep an eye on the rest of the NFL, and the Niners in particular have drawn some attention.
They certainly have, and it's interesting because we kind of go through this every year. Last year was Buffalo. Right? They had to let a whole bunch of individuals go because of salary cap considerations. And right now, I'm just going to give you a list of individuals that are no longer going to be playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Some of them, names you'll know, some of them you won't. Deebo Samuel, traded. Kyle Juszczyk, released. Dre Greenlaw, Charvarius Ward. We're talking about very impactful players. Backup quarterback Josh Dobbs, Elijah Mitchell. There's a safety that they released. Leonard Floyd, Javon Hargrave, Aaron Banks, Jalen Moore, Malik Collins. And I don't think the list is done growing. They have only added one player in free agency. So now they're tasked with, how do we fit everybody under the salary cap? How do we go about creating a team that could still be competitive? And I think when we talk about windows opening and closing, for now their window is closed. They have a quarterback in Brock Purdy who's in the last year of his contract. They have to make a decision. Do we pay him as a starting quarterback who's, you know, taken us to all sorts of heights, hasn't been able to finish anything, but he's taken them there. And the 2025 cap space that they've been able to create in releasing and trading is $32 million.
Barely enough to fill out the roster.
Dead cap hit this year. They have the highest dead cap hit as it stands right now at $68 million. So the lesson is...
Tell us. What is the lesson?
You do have a certain window, and they're a team that has tried to shift in that window, add, subtract. The big addition that they've been able to add is Christian McCaffrey. They still have him, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk, but they've talked about possibly trading him as well. And now, and obviously they still have Bosa. Are they going to be competitive this year?
No, look, they weren't last year. I don't think they're going to be this year. And then it's
Last year with these guys on the roster, but they were...
My point is it's going the wrong way. And right. Trent Williams is likely gone sooner rather than later here. It's going south. And this is how it's supposed to go. You can't stay on top forever. The sport's designed to tear you down. Players get older. They get beat up. They get injured. Contracts get bigger, they get bloated, you can't keep them all. You don't pick in the top five, you pick at the end of the round. Like, it's designed to weigh you down, and they've done a really good job propping it up. They went to four NFC championship games in a five-year span, two of which they played in a Super Bowl. They nailed, whether you think Brock Purdy's great or not, that seventh-round pick, that's the ultimate win, is getting a quarterback that can play at least at that level out of the seventh. They did so many things well. They had all pros at all the critical positions, running the ball and defense and this scheme from Shanahan, and they won zero Super Bowls. The lesson is success is fleeting in the NFL. The lesson is you can think you're going to drag this out for 8-10 years. You're not. You're not. I know Brad Holmes is the greatest drafter since time started ticking. This is the reality check, right? That the Lions have a window here, and it may be a couple years longer because of Brad, but there is an end date to it.
Right, and so we have been discussing Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Trey Hendrickson, like the all-in move. And when you look at what Philly did with the all-in move last year, it was Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
You look at the all-in move that San Francisco made during this run, it was Christian McCaffrey. Yeah. And so it's, while there is that all-in move, you're talking about a running back position that, and I don't know the exact details of McCaffrey's contract, but it, right around $20 million.
It's not a $40 million edge.
Right. and it's Saquon Barkley. While very impactful and historic season for Saquon Barkley, it was a $20 million investment. Not even that last year.
Not even on a per season basis. Yeah.
Right. And so you look at the way Brad has drafted and you listen to what he talks about. And when you hear Aiden Hutchins say, yeah, probably not, when it was in regards to Myles Garrett, you ask Brad Holmes at the combine about adding another impactful edge. And, you know, is it, can you add a Max or a Myles or a Trey? And he says, probably not. This is why. Now, can you have an all-in move? What is that all-in move for the Detroit Lions?
Well,
and some of it has been just simply signing their own guys. And I don't want to go down the road well, it's just draft, develop, resign. But he has done a tremendous job at that. And we went through the list yesterday of all the top five, top 10 guys at their position. There's 11 of them.
So
half the starting roster.
Yeah, it's a lot of really good football players. The Lions rosters, I mean, 1, 2, or 3 for the upcoming season. I understand that. How you interpret San Francisco, I think, is fascinating. Because we were huddled up pre-show, and I said, you know, I look at it as strike while the iron's hot. But I bet you there are some in the Lions fan base look at that and say, they got too big too fast. It's okay for Brad to kind of take his time strategically, draft and develop. And
I don't know.
People who say they want to avoid the dramatic drop-off that San Francisco's had. And Detroit may try to be, quote, more responsible to extend their window. I bet you there are Lions fans that look at it that way.
Okay, so yes, that they want to be responsible to extend their window. Mm-hmm. More bites at the apple.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that they'll look at it and go, they got too big too fast. That's the only part I disagree with you. Because I'm
phrase
more
it differently.
The,
my point is, like, they popped and then they came down hard. And I think for the Lions fans out there, they want this to drag on.
Right. They want more bites at the apple. And that's kind of where I'm at. I'm not saying I don't want an impactful move, but I also think that if you're able to extend that window, because winning a championship, you're going to need a little bit of measure of luck. You can't just have the most talented roster in the NFL. Last year, the Lions had, you know, arguably a top three roster. I mean, I'm sure it's arguable. I think they had a top three roster.
Yeah.
This year going into it, even if they, you know, it's a one-for-one swap, if that's how you're going to, you know, the Reed for Davis swap, if that's how you're taking that one, and I'm not just saying by health that they will be a Super Bowl contender, but they will be one of the top three rosters again. Now, there's other things that play into it. You got a new coordinator on both sides of the ball. You're going to have some different aspects of it, but I do think that they are measured. Mm-hmm. In how they're adding guys to this team. Brad Holmes has drafted tremendous. They've been able to develop players, and that's also going to change. Yep. You're going to have a whole lot of new position coaches. So if they could continue to draft, develop, and they're still going to have to pick and choose who they want to keep and who they let go, because you can't continue to pay all these top five, top 10 at their position as such.
Ticket text, phone calls, the lesson that you're taking away from San Francisco, the dismantling of that once dominant roster. John, you chronicled all the big names. Last year was we saw the drop off in the win-loss record, and the window's shut. They could reboot it down the line a couple years from now, but they're not among the contenders anymore. The Lions are. What lesson do you take away? Trying to win more while you're on top? Or some Lions fans may say, draft, develop, stretch this out, more bites at the apple, don't let it collapse as quickly as it did in San Francisco. We want to know how you interpret it. 248-539-9797.
I think there's also when the Lions made it to the NFC Championship game against San Francisco 2 years ago, no one saw that coming. Like, they thought that, you know, okay, make the playoffs, maybe win a playoff game, but it was going to be a slow build. And they made it to the NFC Championship game. There was some luck involved. There was, they were as healthy as they had been all year at the end of the year when they needed it most. They had guys come in like Owusika for Jonah Jackson at the time that played at a very high level in the NFC Championship game. And ultimately, it was the players that didn't get it done on the field. It was a dropped pass. It was a fumble. And so, yeah, you're going to have to seize the moment, but you can extend that moment by being somewhat responsible, but there also has to be this is going to get us over the top.
I do wonder sometimes. I have this viewpoint. We don't blame the athletes enough when they're put in the moment. You blew 2 fourth-quarter leads in the Super Bowl. I know you were playing against the next GOAT.
You're talking San Francisco here.
Yes,
yeah.
But that's my lesson learned from this. It's on the players. They didn't finish. Kyle Shanahan didn't have his best moments.
I was going to say,
at least in one of those
games. Don't let him off the hook.
You gave up a 3rd-and-15 to Tyreek Hill that flipped the first time you blew the lead.
And the second one was in overtime.
You turned it over.
Yeah.
You know, the players got to get it done. I looked at the Lions' loss last year against Commanders. If the offense would have got it done, I think they outscore them. They win that game. Then they lose to Philly. Mm-hmm. Okay? They were too beat up to take on the true big dogs in the league.
And if the players execute in the NFC title game against San Francisco, meaning you don't fumble, you don't drop the ball. Yeah.
I always took this away from the Tigers when Dombrowski was a GM and they failed. He got them there. It's their job to finish. You know, like I blame John Lynch little other than probably the Trey Lance move probably cost them. Like, I think, you know, at the time they had the 12th pick. You know who was selected 12th in that draft? There was a lot of maneuvering.
Who was it?
Micah Parsons. There was a lot of maneuvering. You know, people, Philadelphia ended up moving back up to 10. They took Devontae Smith. Well, the Eagles, the great Howie Roseman moved up to take Devontae Smith and pass on Micah Parsons. So, you know, but think about if they would have added Parsons and just stayed put and everything else went the same.
But think about the conversations,
Sweet Mother Lord,
that they were having in San Francisco, that they were having as an organization, and compare that to the ones that we've had here. Jimmy G was their quarterback.
Yeah.
Did they believe that Jimmy G could ultimately get them over the hump, or was he a bridge? So they decided that he is a bridge, and we want to take a shot at somebody in the draft. So they trade up. They take Trey Lance. They absolutely miss.
They bombed. It's one of the worst picks ever in the draft, in my mind. He can't even be a backup in this league.
My point is, I think there are Lions fans who will look at that and say, don't be bold this offseason. Keep the roster as is and keep chipping away at this. So our run isn't only 4 or 5 years. It could be 6 or 7. I'm not in that camp, but that's okay. There's room for discussion here. My thought is, inevitably, it's going to come crashing down. You may as well load up and give yourself the best chance to finish one of the chances that they will have this upcoming season and the year after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The 49ers' mistake was they tried to force a QB. And it, coming off COVID when the guy didn't play, like, what were you thinking? You don't want the Lions to do something like that. I think you can force a move at other positions because there's more likely the guy's going to pan out. The volatility at QB is very dangerous to make a move like that for. They got lucky that they got Purdy. I mean, come on, you know.
It kind of balanced out in that way.
And they still haven't paid him, by the way.
No.
I would say this, you know, like, the Falcons made a bold move back in the day and got, ended up getting to a Super Bowl because they traded up to get Julio Jones. People were critical. They went from 27 to 6th and gave up a ton of capital to go do it. But receiver was more of a guarantee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make the move that's a guarantee. That's why it's Hendrickson.
Well, we've discussed him. We do want to see something at the edge spot. Let's get to Rich in Detroit. Rich, you're on 97.1.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's
good
up?
Good morning.
Not much, man. I just wanted to say that I think Brad Holmes is like the perfect project manager. Like, he knows how to keep his job by not going out and making a big splashes and taking a risk on ownership's money, but at the same time drafting and getting players to keep butts in the seat, to keep people happy, to win games, but to keep his job at the same time. And I don't think anybody, as much as everybody criticizes him, nobody has a valid point to get him out of here. And that will be the goal for me, to keep my job.
Well, okay.
I don't think it's just, okay, yeah, he wants to keep his job.
But I think he also wants to win a Super Bowl. I'm not naive enough to think he's just trying to coast by.
Yeah, well, let's just be good enough so that we win and I keep my job. No,
I think, Rich, I think you mean this as a compliment, right?
I do. I do think that, yeah, I think it's a smart idea. I think it's good. I don't think that he doesn't want to win or not care about winning a Super Bowl, but he's not going to go out and do the big splashes and stuff like that that everybody is wanting him to do.
Yeah, but I also think we've seen a shift this year. So, I know it's a one-for-one swap. Carlton Davis gone, but DJ Reed.
I don't think we've seen a shift yet. I'm not ruling it out. But
when was the last time Brad Holmes went out and signed a free agent and gave somebody the money that he gave DJ Reed?
Off the top of my head, I don't know that there is one.
But that's the definition of a shift.
But it is it's a one-for-one swap.
Right, you lose one. But he went out and actually said, we're going to pay a free agent a lot of money and bring him in here. That to me is a shift.
Who is the biggest free agent they've added prior to this offseason? Greg, is there a name we're just missing?
Reader? That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be on this tier. So yeah, this is the biggest move he's made.
Right. And so it's okay, there's different ways you add to the roster. Okay, without just completely, you know, patronizing everyone.
Yeah.
It's the draft, it's trades, it's free agency. All right. So he traded for Carlton Davis, gave up some draft capital. He's traded on draft day. He's drafted. He's done everything but go out and pay a guy in free agency. Never really thought that he would do that.
And I don't think he wanted to. I just think he found a situation where Carlton Davis was going to leave and he had to do his best. And he did a great job replacing him.
Right. But he did go out and pay a free agent. Now the question is that going to be the only free agent base? Because you still have to be able to field the rest of the roster and you've got to address the offensive line.
Yes.
I mean, what are they going to do with Kevin Zeitler?
I hope he's back.
I hope he is as well.
He's probably a second or third wave of free agency guy. Yeah.
Is there other guys in the second or third wave of free agency, whether it's offensive line, defensive line, secondary, maybe a third receiver?
You're right. There's a lot of moving pieces here. Ticket Texture points out, what big splash is there even to make at this point? Holmes tried his best to get Miles out of Cleveland, Max out of Vegas. Free agency and trades aren't claw machines, Cookies. What's the move that you or the contract that you would want to give out? I think Khalil Mack was the obvious one. He didn't hit true free agency, so I guess we can give Brad a bit of a pass there. But you could back channel it and go, we're willing to pay more for a one-year deal. It doesn't compromise any of the long-term extensions. It gets them a durable, productive, veteran chase a title piece, and he was available on a one-year deal.
He was available to the Chargers on a one-year deal. To leave Chargers, he might have needed a two or a three, or it might have been more money. Like, you get to a certain point in your career, and I don't know his family situation. Yeah. I don't know his living situation or anything, you know, of the auxiliary data.
I'll give you another one then.
But he may have just simply wanted to stay in L.A.
One of his teammates, not as durable, but has shown flashes, Joey Bosa, did leave L.A. for a one-year deal. He signed in Buffalo, a team that came into Detroit and kicked our ass, and they had a pass rusher. Can we question that? And
the replacement for Von Miller.
Yeah.
Who's
our replacement for Za'Darius Smith? And I know it can't be Marcus Davenport.
No, I'm not saying it is.
Yeah, so Bosa
could have
been
Za'Darius Smith.
Oh, okay, I'd be okay with...
Okay to let it play out? Is that what I heard you just say?
Tried to catch myself.
I'm okay with that.
It kind of feels like the bare minimum to retain Za'Darius. That would just be keeping what they did last year, right? I'd be okay with that. I want more.
Can I ask a question here?
Yeah.
If the Lions traded for Trey Hendrickson today and re-signed him to a 2 to 3 year extension, $60 to $90 million.
Okay.
Are they a Super Bowl favorite?
Yes.
If they don't, are they the Super Bowl favorite?
The favorite? No. I think they're in a tier of teams that can win it.
Now is the time.
Okay, but you're also, you have to take into account, okay, you're throwing out numbers. What do those numbers mean? 2 years, $60 million. You think he's only going to make $30 million a year?
Okay, maybe it's a little bit more. Let's not get in the weeds on that. He's going to make 50?
No, but I think if there's a big difference between 30 and 38.
Can you afford it?
I don't know that they necessarily can.
Because you got to have these other guys on your team? Like, I just don't get why you don't go for it. Like, and then you retool on the fly if it doesn't work. Figure that out later. You can't create a guarantee here. I agree with you on that.
Right, yeah. There's no guarantee. Even if you do it, there's no guarantee you win a Super Bowl.
A very straight up question. Are they the favorite if they make the trade? I got yeses. I got nos if they don't.
Not the favorite, but they could still win it.
Because my belief is if they did that they would be the favorite, and as long as you didn't get ravaged like last year, that ultimately this would come down to the players deciding if they win the Super Bowl. Brad Holmes' job is to put them in the best position without recklessly jeopardizing their future.
And I think that there are some who would say Hendrickson is reckless. That there's the debate.
I know, Tom.
The couple ticket texts on opposite sides, and this just continues to push the conversation. One texter says they won 15 games with half our players on IR. We'll be fine without any of this stuff. And the other one says the lesson to be learned from the Niners is the window is short. If there's a move that you can make to go over the top, do it, because that window will close before you realize it. That's from Christopher in Fenton. It's 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.